College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaleida healthcare workers have a new contract. Cheryl Marino with 1199 SEIU was one of the lead negotiators on this contract. She's with us live on WBEN this morning. Months and months of work resulting in ratification of a new contract last night. How does it feel this morning, Cheryl, to have this new three-year deal? I mean, have you had a chance to exhale?
Yes, thank you so much. Well, thank you for having me this morning. This is a great contract. We're grateful that it's over. We appreciated all of the bargaining committee and all the hard work that they did. The two unions, 1199, SEIU and CWA, negotiated this contract for nearly 8,000 employees, not only for their wages and benefits, but their daily working conditions, to include better staffing ratios, their hours of work, increased shift differentials for retention and recruitment, but they also had meaningful wages, increased pension contributions, upgrades to the service employees, both at the hospitals and our skilled nursing at High Point and DeGraff Memorial. And they include all kinds of job titles, LPNs, CNNs, dietary services, patient care assistants, the RNs, the professional groups. And this was all done without concessions. So in the climate that we're in right now, this was a great win, not only for the union members and Kaleida Health, but also the community.
I'm always interested when it comes to something like staffing levels negotiated in a contract. How does that play out in a negotiation? What can Kaleida promise when it comes to staffing levels when you can look at that and say, well, some of that might be out of their hands?
Well, I mean, obviously, the new staffing law, we made improvements, which included the staffing law. So these additional improvements are in staffing ratios. So that means patient to whoever the direct patient care person is who's taking care of them. They also included some employer accountability. So let's say, for example, they include established patterns. You have a unit that perhaps is going out of ratio several times over several months, et cetera. We were able to include provisions for an expedited arbitration process. And this new language will improve the already established ratio laws and include and may include financial and penalties issued by an arbitrator.
Okay. On the finance portion of it, what can you tell us about the wage deal?
Okay. Well, there was 10% over 3 years, and that includes an additional 25-year step for repayment for our long-term and dedicated staff in all job titles. Wages also included increased shift differentials to help recruit people to work the evening shifts, which is sometimes difficult. That's about it for as far as the wages. I mean, I don't want to say that's it because it's great for our employees, but it's 10% over 3 years total.
What do you think this deal does to attract more people to get into the healthcare field and to not only do that, but to work here in Buffalo?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple different things. Obviously, the improvement in staffing ratios is certainly going to be a recruitment measure. Definitely an increase in the preceptor pay will help with onboarding new nurses. We have established a new training and upgrading, or not new, we had a training and upgrading fund which established an LPN program, which has been successful in filling open positions and providing members with the opportunity to increase their skills and move to other healthcare positions within Kaleida Health. I just think that because we are the biggest employer in Western New York, and we were able to negotiate this fantastic contract, I believe that we will continue to be able to recruit the best healthcare workers in Western New York.
You know, on that, does this really set Kaleida apart? Does it make Kaleida more attractive when it comes to hiring? to recruitment as opposed to working at, you know, for another employer?
Yeah, I do believe that it does improve that the ability to be able to do that. You know, just when you're the largest employer, I mean, over 8,000 employees and plus, and obviously since COVID, we've been able to increase our staffing levels and increase our ability to be able to kind of onboard new employees. I think it does set them apart. I think it's one of the best places to work in Western New York and provides one of the best options for care.
Well, this is a three-year deal. Does it lay the groundwork for maybe not reaching the brink next time, or are you kind of expecting this every time these deals come up to have a negotiating process that takes a little bit of time, that goes into all hours of the night and comes very close to a strike?
Well, no, I mean, that's never what we want to have happen. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes I think there's a misconception out there that, you know, a union is definitely just anytime they things don't go according to plan that they're going to do a strike. Obviously, it's one of the tools that they can use because you're representing the members. But we worked, and as you may or may not be aware, we worked almost 24 hours on the morning of between the 7th and the 8th of July. And reached that agreement a little after 4 a.m. After almost 20 hours of bargaining and 2 hours before the strike was ready to take place. So it was the cooperation and the diligent work that we all did, which included the Kaleida negotiating team as well. I mean, we couldn't have done it without, you know, sitting down and really cooperating and hashing out, you know, what we were able to accomplish. So.
All right, and you, the original contract expired at the end of May. Is this contract retroactive?
The wages are retroactive because we did so. Even though it expired, we continue to do extensions. So the extensions protect the employees under certain provisions of the collective bargaining agreement. So the collective bargaining agreement was always in effect, but. It because we ratified any wages that were supposed to be back to June 1st. We'll go back to June 1st for retroactivity.
Well, Cheryl, congratulations on the new contract and you know, all that hard work paying off. Cheryl Marino, one of the lead negotiators for the 1199 SEIU, which just voted along with CWA workers to approve and ratify that contract with Kaleida Health.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.